You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
So, like most Mondays,
Can you get all the names?
Yes.
Yes.
Moshi, Ingrid, sometimes Mamuda, previously Quinn and Maddie, Gina, Emily, and I.
I think you got everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes we have visitors.
Sometimes. Are here from 3:30 to 4, talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay. So today we're going to talk about some books.
Shocking.
Whoa, can you believe it? Is that crazy?
Nah.
No.
It's pretty usual, actually.
Well then.
So you have an interesting book today. I don't know if it has any words in it, except
it's
the opening flap.
Words on the opening flap, and it says "Play with your food" on one of the pages. Yep, it's a pretty cool book, and it's called "Play with Your Food." It's a picture book by Joost Uffers. Yep, he's a pretty cool name, doesn't he? Yeah, and it's all these pictures of, like, food, mostly fruits and vegetables that have been turned into, like, animals or stuff like that. So, for example, there is a picture of some garlic, and they look like swans, even though they're just sitting there, but they look like swans if you look at it that way.
So graceful.
It is very graceful. And there's a, I think it's a pepper that has two peas that have been stuck into it, and they're hanging off. They look like ears. And then there's
They're pea pods.
Yeah.
Just to be specific.
They're not.
They're little peas. They look like little teeny ears.
Yep. Like a bunny rabbit. And there's two pieces of garlic, like, stuck into it, kind of, to look
like
teeth.
Oh, that's what it is.
And it looks like a rabbit. It's very cute. And there's all different sorts of animals. Like, there's some, lettuce. It's a full head of lettuce with two holes in it and two olives stuck in it. And I don't know what kind of animal it looks like. It kind of looks like a cow a little bit, but not really.
It almost reminds me of a stingray.
Yeah.
But not quite.
Well,
it kind of looks like a lettuce monster.
Yeah, it's a lettuce monster. It's a beautiful lettuce monster. And then there's a banana that it's, like, all peeled out 8 ways, except for, like, only about 3/4 of the way down. And then they're all spread out on the table, and it looks like an octopus.
Looks like he has little black-eyed peas for eyes.
Yeah, and it's cute. And then there's all different things with pumpkins. This guy is obviously very good at carving pumpkins. They're pretty cool. They're making all sorts of funny faces. One of them looks like it's sneezing.
I feel like jack-o'-lanterns usually use the side of the pumpkin for the face, but...
Yeah, they use...
Joost Uffers, is that his name?
Yeah.
He uses the top so that the nose is the little...
Yep.
What is that called?
The nose is the, like...
What is that called?
Stalk, stem thing.
Yeah, the part that attaches it to the ground.
Up. And it...
Oh, I like the sweet potatoes. They look like little rats.
Yeah. There's these sweet potatoes. And I think they're rats or anteaters. Or mice, or elephants, or really whatever. And they look super duper cool. And he tends to use a lot of beans for eyes.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to make any of these?
I have, yeah. I made, there's one, which is an orange, and it looks like a cat, kind of, I think. And it actually, like, shows you kind of how to make it, not really. But, yeah, mine didn't work out too well. You have to hold the orange upright, and then you turn it to the side, and you cut two little holes in it where the top of the orange is, like, where the, I don't know, stem thing comes up. And you cut two little holes, and then you stick two black beans, or whatever kind of beans, in the holes. And then you cut two triangles on top and pull them up, and it looks like ears, and it's really cute. And I tried to make it a very long time ago, so maybe it would work better now. Yep, and then at the back also, in the very back.
I like when he does teeth
yeah.
out of, like, corn or garlic. It looks neat.
It does, yep. He uses teeth on some of them, and then other ones he doesn't. Some he doesn't actually carve all of them. Some of them he just leaves like exactly how they are, but when you look at it that way, they really look like animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the back, it's got a page that shows like all the things used to make them, and it shows all different sorts of beans, some olives, garlic, grapes, and a pocket knife. And some cloves as well. And it's cool. And it says, here is a selection of materials you may find helpful in creating a variety of body parts and facial features for your creatures. Yep. It's nice. And then there's, like, how to make eyes, noses, all different kinds of things. Mouths, ears, in the back. And it's pretty cool. And, yep. And then there is a coconut, like elk thing.
Oh yeah, with ginger for the
antlers.
The antlers. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so it's a cool book.
So what do you think it must be like being this? I assume Juiced is a male name. I don't know for sure. Is that a male name?
I guess. I think so.
Does it say in the back?
Juiced is a New York-based producer of innovative illustrated books. Since the early 1970s, he has created a number of interactive playbooks for the whole family, among the Cat's Cradle Origami and Tangram, the ancient Chinese puzzle. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I wonder what it's like having that as a career.
I know.
So I've seen his stuff around for a long time.
That must be pretty cool. It's like, I have to go to work. What do I have to do? Oh, you know,
carve. I have to make a face out of some peppers.
Yeah. Yep. You know, whatever.
Aside from trying to make a cat orange, do you ever play with your food, or have you ever played with your food?
Well, I play with it on my plate. I've never really tried to make. I mean, I see stuff in a lot of the food. Like if I'm looking at a gourd or something, I'm like, oh my goodness, it looks like a swan. But I've never like actually tried to make any of the things really. But I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. When I was little, I would eat a grapefruit, and the way I ate it was I'd slice it in half, and I'd scoop out, you know, the little pieces.
Yep.
And then when I was done, I'd squeeze all the juice out so it was empty, so I'd get all the good stuff out. And then I would play with the half of the grapefruit skin as a puppet, because if you closed it up, it looked like a little mouth. You could make it talk.
I ate grapefruits the same way.
I mean, you had to actually put words in its mouth, but
you
could make the mouth move with it, like a puppet.
Cool. Yep.
Highly encouraged. Good way to spend your time.
Yep.
If you have a grapefruit.
All the time. Yep. I like
They taste good, too.
They're delicious. Mm-hmm. So, like, also, he doesn't only use food, really. And he doesn't only use one piece of food. Like, there's some that are just paintings, I think.
Photographs. Like
that are
paintings
totally
of
made
out of
food.
Food.
It's like a bowl with different types of food stacked up into it to make it look like.
We did that in kindergarten, too, although not as fancy as those paintings. But we'd have like the outline of a body, and then we'd all have to bring in stuff, and then we'd put it wherever it made sense. So if someone brought spaghetti or pasta that was stringy, it could be the hair.
That's cool. We never did that in kindergarten.
I don't remember where everything else went, but we filled up a body with food.
That's cool.
Oh, kindergarten.
Yep. And then there's also some photographs that he took of like clouds or rocks or anything that looks like stuff.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, there's one that I like, and it's like a outlet, but it's only like one little square of an outlet. It's not two, and it's got three cords coming up, and it looks like a face with some.
With very long standing up hair.
Yep. And it's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how we see faces in lots of stuff.
Yeah. I see faces in a lot of things.
Very cool. Have you had this book a long time?
I have, yeah. I've had it.
Looks like a well-loved
for
book.
As long as I remember. I haven't really looked at it in a long time, but I was on my way down here today, and I was like, I need a book. So I grabbed it off the shelf, and then I was like, oh my goodness, what a wonderful book.
Haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah.
Like a good old friend.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, it's a nice book. I like this book. It's very big. And it's mostly just all pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very cool.
It's very cool. It's called Play With Your Food by Juiced Elfers. His name is Juiced, like juice and fruit.
Yes, it's true.
So what book did you bring, Emily?
I brought a book called What We Saw at Night. It's by Jacqueline Michard, I believe is how you say her name. And she is, this is her first YA book, I believe. She's best known for her book, The Deep End of the Ocean, which was an Oprah Winfrey Book Club pick. And it's supposed to be very good. I have not read it yet. And this is the first book to be released under a new imprint from Soho Press. They now have a YA imprint that focuses on mysteries.
Wow.
So I thought I'd check this one out for all of those reasons.
So is it a mystery?
It is a mystery.
Wow.
And it centers on three friends, primarily our main character, whose name is Allie Kim, and her friends Rob and Juliet. And the three of them spend their waking hours in the dark because they have a rare genetic disorder called xeroderma pigmentosum, mm-hmm. Which makes exposure to ultraviolet light dangerous. Mm-hmm. So if they go out in the sun, like if you go out in the sun, mm-hmm. it's damaging to your skin, mm-hmm. but usually your DNA can sort mm-hmm. of fix it and, mm-hmm. you know, take care of it. But people with xeroderma pigmentosum can't do that. And mm-hmm. so they're at high risk for skin cancer and mm-hmm. other related diseases and issues.
Is it a real disease?
Yes, it is. And actually, I had heard a piece on the radio station WGXC over the summer about a camp in Craryville called Camp Sundown, which is a place where kids from all over come in the summer to have a summer camp experience. But it all happens in the dark, either Aww. Overnight or, you know, with shades tightly drawn. And
that's pretty cool.
And because it's such a rare genetic disorder, many people live in a community where there isn't anyone else with that genetic mm-hmm. disorder. So for many of the campers, it's their first time
yeah.
meeting people like them, or at least people like them who share this mm-hmm. same disorder. But in the story, What We Saw at Night, it takes place in a town that has an XP clinic. XP is short for xeroderma pigmentosum. Yeah. So they live in a town that has a clinic, and so there's sort of this community of people who understand the disorder, and also there's a bunch of families that have ended up there that have children with this disorder, and so they actually have this community that they can relate to. They don't have to go to a special summer camp to get that, which is pretty unique as well. So there's these three friends that all have the same disorder, and they hang out at night. And their friend, so it's Allie, Rob, and Juliet. And mm-hmm. Juliet is sort of the wild one of the bunch. And she picks up the stunt sport of parkour.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, that's awesome.
Because she's taken up this sort of dangerous sport, they decide that they need to join her, if only to keep her safe. Mm-hmm. But then they find that it's actually pretty fun and thrilling. So every night they go out and they're like climbing buildings and jumping off stuff and living dangerously. And so they're doing this really dangerous sport in the dark as well. So it's pretty dangerous. They do have headlamps that they wear, but still.
It's pretty tricky. Parkour. Parkour is awesome. And
yeah.
I like to watch videos of it. And I like to see people do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I like to pretend that I'm awesome at it, but
I So you like jump over stuff?
Yeah.
Pretend you're jumping a lot higher?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pretty neat videos. If you look up parkour online, you can see some neat examples.
I looked it up with my mom, and she thought it was cool, too.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're doing this at night. And one night, they're climbing up this building that's sort of under construction. And they happen to, well, Allie happens to glance into an apartment and sees a man and a woman. And it appears that what she is witnessing is the aftermath of a murder.
Oh my god.
Because the woman does not look like she is alive anymore. And it then they go back another night and she looks in and she sees the man again. And she's pretty sure the man sees her as well.
Uh-oh.
And then stuff starts to get dangerous. Things keep happening that she wonders if this guy is out to get her because she knows what happened. And then her friends keeping some secrets from her. And it's all very, very mysterious.
So is this the wild one?
That's keeping the secrets?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sort of get driven apart a little bit. And on top of that, Allie and Rob start to sort of date. And so that also sort of...
Who's Rob?
That's the other of the three friends.
Oh.
So there's like sort of this separation amongst the three friends because of that, although they try their best to keep it together. But it's still hard because there's some unanswered questions that Allie wants answers to. So I don't want to say too much about the mystery, but there are some definite like adventure moments, excite moments. And it's definitely suspenseful. Like I still have no idea what happened.
Did you finish the book?
I did. But what happened was I didn't realize going into the book that it was the start of at least a 2-book series.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a sequel. And so I got to the end of the book and it just ended.
No.
And nothing had been resolved. Very few answers had been given. So that was unexpected.
But is the sequel out yet?
It's not out yet.
Oh, no.
So there were some preview pages at the end of the book, but I decided not to read them because I'd rather just read the whole book.
Did you like it?
I did. I was frustrated with the ending. I think if I had known going into it that there was going to be a sequel, it wouldn't have been as frustrating because I don't actually mind cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of at this point where I was ready to like find out what happened.
Yeah.
I was ready for the mystery to be solved, and then it just stopped. So that was frustrating.
Yeah.
And the parkour was interesting, but I thought it was a little unbelievable, unless I was just imagining things too extravagantly. But it seemed like they picked it up really fast. And we're doing kind of stunts that seem a lot harder than.
Yeah, than like.
I don't know. It's possible that they're all just naturals.
Yeah.
But I know a lot people that take on parkour have to practice and practice and practice for a very long time to even get some of the simplest stunts done. And they were like climbing buildings and doing all this crazy stuff in the dark. It felt a little bit
like
hard to believe, but at the same time it was exciting and it was suspenseful. And I really liked the focus on XP and what it and this community. I liked the main character.
Yeah,
she was easy to root for.
So did they all sleep during the day?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. could they go to school, or was it like during the summer?
No, they didn't go to school.
So they
they were like homeschooled.
Oh, they were tutored.
Yeah.
But
and she the character's applying for college, and it's not clear just yet how that works exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting to think about, like, how would you go to college?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could go to night school, but she's applying to sort of just a college, not a night school. So it'd be interesting to see how that works. I do know some people with xeroderma pigmentosum, which they don't talk about in this book, have these sort of outfits that they wear so that they can go out in the daylight. So maybe she would have to wear something like that. They look sort of like beekeeping suits because they have hoods. But that allows them to go outside during the day if they have those. I don't know how expensive they are. They might be pricey.
Yeah. But so like, does this take place? Like, are they still going, like being homeschooled in the night, and then like on their time off, they go and do their parkour?
They don't really talk about the schooling that much. And I didn't get a full sense of exactly what the rest of the family's schedule was like, except that there was some overlap, that they had sort of altered their lives to fit their daughter's schedule, uh-huh. but that there was some times when they were not on the same schedule.
Uh-huh.
Because also Allie has a sister who does not have this disorder.
Uh-huh.
So my guess based on what I was reading was that the mom tries to make it so that she's available during times that both of the daughters are awake.
Does it does her disorder affect anything else, or like just strictly that?
It's mostly that. I mean, it's a disorder that oftentimes people with the disorder have a shorter lifespan just because they're at this risk for so many different health issues. But there are people that live a decently long life with the disorder. So there is some talk about, you know, sort of not waiting around to do stuff.
Did you research it after you read the book or before?
I did a little bit while I was reading it. Like, I looked up the camp in Craryville, which I had heard about on the radio, but I wanted to know more about it.
Craryville.
And I watched some sort of online videos, interviews with people that had this disorder. And there's another camp somewhere, I think in Texas. That I looked at too. But I kind of like that about the book, is that it made me want to learn more about this disorder that I'd only ever heard of once, and that has sort of a local connection too, was cool.
Did you like buy the book, get it from the library?
I had a preview copy, so.
Oh my goodness.
So I got it that way.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you gonna give it to me because you love me?
I can't because it's an ebook.
Oh my goodness. Why would anything be on
the But you could read the book.
But that would be way too much work.
Yeah, it's hard reading.
Right? I know. It's crazy. Crazy.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting. I don't know when the sequel is scheduled to come out, but be interesting to see where it goes. Because it left on such a cliffhanger that it really could go
anywhere.
But I do hope it's resolved. I want to know what's going on. It's the trouble with mysteries that are in parts.
It's annoying. Well.
So I know you're still working on your Diary of Anne Frank book.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to reading after that? Do you have any plans?
Well, I've got lots of plans, and I am very, very excited to actually start to read any book in the history of the world that is not, like, a certain genre that I have to read for school. So, really, I really want to read another Minder series book, but I really honestly can't find them anywhere in the history of the world because they, like, don't exist except for in Quinn's house.
We can find them.
Okay.
Yeah. Can make it happen.
Yeah.
So the Minder series by Kate Kinnock.
Yep.
Which Antonia and Quinn have both reviewed on the show. And Antonia wrote a review about the second book, Adversary, on our blog. Which is?
wearebound.wordpress.com.
Yep.
And so you should go to it, because that's where you can find archives if you miss something, or you can find reviews on other books that we haven't talked about on the show, or that we have talked about on the show, but if you want written reviews. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And also, if you have like a book recommendation, or you just want to say hi, or anything, you can email us.
That's true.
At
wearebound.wordpress@gmail.com.
Yep, because we are bound by books.
It's true.
Yep.
So and books are bound.
They're bound.
Sometimes by glue, sometimes by string.
Or glue and string.
Sometimes by hands, if you hold it together, because it's broken.
I've
had to do that before.
Got a book that wasn't bound very well.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Male friend was really into Twilight, so he gave me the last Twilight book. I don't know what number it was, because I didn't own it, and he literally only gave me half the book. Like half of it. Just half of it. And I didn't really end up reading it because it was...
Did he have the other half?
I don't know. I never really got to asking him.
Be funny if you wanted to share a book with a friend, so you gave them half, and then you're like, I'll give you the other half when I'm done.
Yep.
Except then it would be kind of spoiled from then on.
Yeah.
Don't rip books. Be nice to your books. Please. They're our friends.
Yep. Our buddies.
All right.
You can find friends in them.
Mm-hmm.
You can make friends with them. If you want, if you're a loner. You can, it's pretty cool. Hey, so I found this bookmark when I was looking through my book that I brought today. And I got it at a book fair one time. And it says on it, if you liked The Hunger Games, you may also like Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness.
I like those books.
Gone by Michael Grant.
Haven't read it.
Matched, Ali Condy.
It's okay.
Wither, Chemical Garden.
You like that, right?
Yep. That was a really awesome book by Lauren DiStefano. That was a cool
DiStefano,
book.
Yep.
Winter's End, Jean-Claude Morville. Morvat. Incarceron. Yeah, that's what she said. By Catherine Fisher. Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. Shipbreaker by
Paolo Bassigalupi.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Tomorrow When the War Began. John Marston. Z for Zachariah. Robert C. O'Brien. Unwind by Neil Schusterman. Little Brother by Cory Doctorow. Life as We Knew It by Susan Prepper. Didn't you
Emily, I think,
review that? Or somebody review it?
I think Moshi, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's got a pretty cool name, though.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it's good. It was a Battle of the Books book, I think, 3 years ago.
Whoa, really? Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're going to be this year. I don't know.
We'll let you all know soon.
Yeah.
Well. But first we have to hand it off to the afternoon show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Listen to the afternoon show.
They're nice.
And visit our blog, wearebound.wordpress.com.
And have a good week.
Have a good week.
And listen to us next week.
On Monday.
Hooray.